In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As Christians, we believe that God will provide. Together with the whole church, we confess that God gives us clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, spouse and children, land, animals, and all that we have. He richly and daily provides us with all that we need to support this body and life. Today, in our scripture readings, we see God provide for the saints. And we see what it looks like when the saints trust in God's providence. In our reading from 1 Kings, God had sent a drought onto the kingdom of Israel because of the idolatry of King Ahab and his wife Jezebel. There was no rain, so there were no crops, so the food was running out. The widow in Zarephath, in the midst of this drought, had just enough flour and just enough oil to make one last meal for herself and her son that they were going to eat and then give up and die. But then God sent Elijah to that widow. "Please bring me a little water in a cup that I may drink," he said. "And please bring me a morsel of bread in your hand." The widow tells Elijah that she only has enough to make herself and her son their final meal. But Elijah tells the widow, "God will provide. Do not fear," he says. "Go and do as you have said, but make me a small cake from it first and bring it to me. And afterward, make some for yourself and your son. For thus says the Lord God of Israel, the bin of flour shall not be used up, nor the jar of oil run dry, until the day of the Lord sends rain on the land." So she went away and did according to the word of Elijah. And she and he and her household ate for many days. The bin of flour was not used up, and the jar of oil did not run dry, according to the word of the Lord which he spoke through Elijah. God provided. God provided for that widow. God provided for her son. God provided for Elijah in their time of need. And by God's grace and by the working of his Holy Spirit, Elijah and that widow both trusted in God to provide all that they needed for body and life. God will provide. Now, fast forward to our gospel reading for today, and we see another woman who trusts that God will provide. It's a widow again. This time, a widow who puts everything she owns into the offering plate at the temple. She doesn't give out of her abundance. She doesn't have any abundance. She gives out of her poverty. She makes her offering, trusting that the Lord will provide. And what great trust she has. She has no social security check coming every month to help support her and her children now that her husband is dead. There is no welfare. There is no WIC program. There is no food shelf at the church down the street. And even if she wanted to, because of the way society works for her, even if she wanted to, she can't go down to the local Walmart and get a job to try to support herself and her family. This widow is utterly and completely dependent upon the charity and the generosity of others. This woman is utterly and completely dependent on this one truth. God will provide. Trusting in that promise, she puts her last two pennies in the offering plate. God promises to provide for our needs, and He gives us grace to trust in that promise. And it's a promise not just for widows in the Old Testament. It's a promise not just for widows making offerings in the temple in Jerusalem. This is a promise for you and me and all the people of God. Just like God provided for Elijah and that widow and her son in Zarephath, just like God provided for that widow at the temple in Jerusalem, just like God provided for them, God will provide for you. Look at how richly God has provided for you this very day. You have a home bigger than any home in which you've ever lived. You have meals prepared for you and served to you as you wish. You have clothes and shoes and medical supplies at your fingertips. You have nurses and aides and therapists who lovingly care for you every way they can. You're surrounded by brothers and sisters in the faith who love you and pray for you and would do anything for you. You have everything you need for this body and life, and you have it all from the hand of Almighty God. God will provide. Yes, I know sometimes you struggle. I know sometimes it seems like it just won't be enough. But have you starved yet? Did any of you have to come to worship today naked? Anybody sleep outside on the sidewalk in the snow last night? No. Why? Because God will provide. And I know there are people, even here in our community, who struggle to have enough. I know there are people who are hungry, who don't have clothes, who do have to sleep outside. Does that cancel God's promise to provide? No, it does not. I said this at Bible study Wednesday, but I'm going to say it again today. God provides for all of us. And He provides all that we need for this body and this life. And if you're not absolutely certain that that's true, do this. After church today, go home and go through your